something that I have been reflecting on as we heard the Passion account from St. Mark last Sunday on Palm Sunday. And then today as we hear St. John's Passion account on Good Friday, I've been thinking about the silence of Jesus as he walks the way of the cross and as he dies upon the cross, as he's interrogated in front of Pilate and the high priest. It's interesting because if we just think about John's gospel, and today we heard the account from John, during the Last Supper, which happens right before this account that we just heard, we have the lengthiest speech by Jesus in all of the gospels. So in John chapter 14, 15, 16, and 17, it's all Jesus talking. Beautiful words. A lot of them we'll hear in our Sunday liturgies during the Easter season. But he talks for four chapters. And then as soon as his passion comes, his arrest in the garden, his interrogation before Pilate, he walks the way of the cross and his death, very few words. I always think about that when I'm standing over there reading the Passion. So few words that Jesus speaks during that time. We especially notice his silence when people are asking him directly questions and he doesn't say anything back to them. When Pilate is questioning him, that's a great example. Pilate, who's the most important person in the region, the person at least who thinks that he can pardon Jesus or execute Jesus, and he's questioning Jesus, and Pilate's becoming frustrated because Jesus doesn't say anything. It's very striking. We might ourselves wish that Jesus said something at those moments. As Jesus is being falsely accused, why doesn't he say something? Why doesn't he defend himself? When he could say a few words that perhaps would convince Pilate to lessen his sentence or even spare his life altogether, instead he says nothing. It's just silence. How different that is from ourselves, how different that is from me. When I'm falsely accused, I want everybody to know that I'm innocent. When someone thinks something wrong, mistaken about me, or misunderstands me, I'm very quick to try to straighten the record, make sure that they do understand, that they know. I'm very quick to defend myself when I feel that an injustice has been done against me. But how different Jesus. People are making up lies about him, yet he doesn't say anything. He's being asked to provide some kind of defense, but he doesn't give one. He just is in silence. Today, or this evening, Roman time, our Holy Father did what he always does on the evening of Good Friday. He led the Stations of the Cross at the Colosseum. And this year he wrote reflections that were based on the prayer of Jesus. And I was very touched this afternoon as I prayed through those reflections. He talked in the first Station of the Cross, which is the sentence to death, Jesus' sentence to death. Pope Francis talks about the silence of Jesus before Pilate. Pope Francis asks the question, well, what's Jesus doing? And Francis says, he's praying. He's silent because he's praying. He's uniting himself to the Father. Because the Father knows who Jesus is, it doesn't matter if Pilate knows who Jesus is. Because the Father knows who Jesus is, it doesn't matter if the high priest or any of Jesus' accusers know who he is. Jesus doesn't need to defend himself because the Father will defend him. Pope Francis said that not only was Jesus in prayer with his Father, he said that he was praying for his persecutors. He was accepting the suffering that was his lot, that God had chosen for him, that he himself was choosing. He was accepting his suffering and forgiving those who were making him suffer. And in doing so, he was already redeeming the world. Because this is the newness that Christ brings. Instead of answering that injustice with more injustice, instead of answering it with condemnation, anger, hatred, often that's how we respond to injustice committed against us. Instead of that, Jesus responds with merciful love. And the world is changed. He invites us, me and you, as his followers, to do the same in our own life. When we are wronged, hurt, misunderstood, when an injustice is committed against us, he's inviting us to respond with merciful love, to accept the suffering that God has allowed in our life as part of the cross that he's given us, to accept and to forgive those who are hurting us and who have hurt us. The Pope ended his little reflection with a little prayer that I thought was quite beautiful. This is the prayer at the end of the first station today. He says, "Amid the frantic pace of my life, my absorption with the things of this world, my struggle to keep up with others, or my need to be at the center of attention, I fail to find time to stop and be with you, to allow you, Word of the Father, ever silently at work, to act in my life. Jesus, I find your silence troubling. It makes me realize that prayer is not about lips that move, but a heart that listens. For to pray is to become open to your word and to adore your presence." This evening, as we commemorate the passion and death of our Lord and Savior, let us ask God to help us to pray, to enter into the silence of this day, of this night, so grateful that with Jesus' silence, he's forgiving his enemies, he's forgiving me, he's redeeming the world.